In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you, and with your spirit. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, by whose gift we venerate in one celebration the merits of all the saints, bestow on us, we pray, through the prayers of so many intercessors, an abundance of reconciliation with you, for which we earnestly long. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. The announcements for this weekend. All Souls Day is Monday, November 2nd. An outdoor mass will be celebrated at Park Cemetery at 6 p.m. All are welcome. See the parish website for more information. Names of your deceased loved ones that have died this past year may be submitted for the Book of the Dead through our website or by calling the parish office. These names will be placed before the altar at the All Souls Day Mass. Our parish will host a blood drive on Sunday, November 15th from 9 to 2. Sign up on our website for by calling the parish office. Please note that due to a scheduling error, if you scheduled an appointment during your donation in August for November, you must sign up again. Names are being accepted to be added to the Christmas giving tree. See the weekly newsletter or call the parish office for more information. And now let us bring our prayers before our Lord. We pray for our national and world leaders that they may be given wisdom during this time to help the world and all her citizens. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for our church leaders that God will grant them the courage and wisdom to minister to their separated flocks. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for emergency workers and first responders. Protect them as they work to protect us. We pray to the Lord. We pray for doctors, nurses, and all in the medical fields that God will guide and protect them as they try to heal those who are ill. We pray to the Lord. We pray for those who are alone, isolated, or in a dark place spiritually and emotionally, that they may feel God's presence and love. We pray to the Lord. We pray for families that this time may be a source of joy and a wellspring of love. We pray to the Lord. We pray for students that they can continue to learn during these times. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are sick and suffering, especially Sarah Wusterfeld and Shane Odom. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. And for our nation, as we choose our leaders, may the Holy Spirit guide the election process as we trust in God's providence in all things. We pray to the Lord. And pray for our beloved dead. May God grant them eternal rest in his heavenly kingdom. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. And now let us pray as our Lord Jesus Christ has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you for your constant blessings you bestow upon our parish. Be with us during this time of renovation, for without you we labor in vain. We ask for more than changes to our physical buildings. Pour out your graces to spiritually renew us as well. May our love for you grow deeper and our faith be strengthened. Give us compassionate hearts to serve others and a strong desire to do your will. May St. Michael's always be our spiritual home, where we are nourished by your word and sacraments, so that we may go forth and bring the light of Christ to others. We ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen. Now, let us make our spiritual act of communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most blessed sacrament. I love you above all things. I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. And the Lord be with you and with your spirit. May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Go in peace. Thanks be to God.